礼节美语。
来自中国的雇员 Penny 和他的同事 Robert 聊天。
Hey, Robert. I was listening to you speak Chinese at a presentation yesterday. You are fluent.
Oh, that's kind of you to say. But in reality, I'm just able to hold a conversation.
You are too modest. Seriously, I was really impressed. I actually wanted to know how you did it, because I really want to take my English to the next level.
But your English is fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But I'm aiming to become completely fluent.Do you have any tips?
Penny 称赞他的美国同事 Robert 中文说得很流利 ,fluent, 给他留下了深刻的印象。
I was really impressed.
Penny 问 Robert, 学习语言有什么窍门？那么 Robert 会有什么建议呢？
Well, I studied at a major university in Taipei before coming to Beijing,And I lived in Hong Kong for over a year as well.
So you're saying I'll have to live in an English-speaking country?
It certainly doesn't hurt, but there are some things you can do if that is not an option.
For example?
When I first began studying Chinese, I found that watching Chinese movies was a really big help. Turn off the subtitles and watch and listen closely.
原来 Robert 在中文环境中生活过一段时间。可是如果没有这种条件
If that is not an option,
Robert 说看电影会有很大的帮助。他还建议关掉字幕。
Turn off the subtitles. Subtitles is spelled S-U-B-T-I-T-L-E-S. Subtitles.
就是字幕的意思。
But they speak so fast in movies. Would I be able to understand?
You could watch a movie you have already seen before, but no subtitles. That way you can pick up the rhythms of speech.
What about vocabulary? Should I just try to memorize more words?
Memorization can't hurt, but it's sometimes hard to learn words that have no context. Many times when I learn a new Chinese word, I don't really understand it until I hear or see how it's used in a sentence.
So I need to find a context for the words.
Right.
电影对白说话太快，跟不上怎么办呢？ Robert 建议 Penny 选择以前看过的电影，然后关掉字幕。
That way you can pick up the rhythms of speech.
这样就能慢慢找到语言的节奏。单词量 vocabulary 不够怎么办呢？ Robert 说，死记硬背固然没有害处。可是有时候少了上下文，单词的意思是很难准确理解和掌握的。Robert 对提高英语水平还有哪些好的建议呢？我们下次继续听。